Are you a man looking for an intensive program to help you overcome sexually addictive behaviors? Gateway to Freedom is your answer. Gateway to Freedom is a three-day workshop for men seeking to overcome any destructive sexual habits. Whether married, single, or divorced, Gateway to Freedom will help men regain hope for a new life of purity and real contentment. The workshop is conducted by experts in the field of sexual addiction recovery with decades of combined experience. Read testimonials of workshop alumni at gatewaymen.com. Get all the info and register online at gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm the founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop. I want to personally invite you to be part of our next workshop coming up November 4th through the 6th in Colorado. So call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit gatewaymen.com.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Doherty and Stephen Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Stephen is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Stephen on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're glad to have you with us. My name is Jonathan Doherty, and I'm here with Stephen Cervantes. And how are you doing, Stephen?
I am blessed today. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to let you know, listeners, that we have a website, we've got a ministry, we've got all kinds of resources that are available to those who are struggling with pornography or another sexual brokenness issue, or for those who want to help those who are struggling, because we have a mentor training process and all that. But we really want to encourage, especially those of you who are feeling like you're in a place where maybe God is leading you to want to help other people, and you're just wondering, what do I do? How do I engage that process? Reach out to us. We want to be able to connect you with the right ministry area that can just talk with you about where you are in that process and how you might even be able to come alongside and serve along with us here at Be Broken Ministries. So if you would go to puresexradio.com and click on the contact link and make contact with us, we would love to help you learn more about how you can serve others through this ministry. So Stephen, we're going to talk a little bit about some guys and their relationships, and these are guys who've come through our Gateway to Freedom workshop. And so I'm going to pass it off to you and have you just kind of take us wherever we end up going.
So the Gateway men, every one of them has been gracious enough to say, sure, you can use part of my story. Now, we always protect and don't say names. And, we're not really here to tell everybody else's story. But the men are gracious enough to say, if any part of my story can bless my brother, then use that piece of the story. And so some of the guys out there might be listening because they may have been part of the weekend or the call. And so I hope this blesses you, and I hope you smile big when you know you're blessing the other guys. Mm-hmm. So guy number one said, I've got this great new insight. It's about my wife and her getting mad. I hate it when my wife gets mad. It unravels me. It unnerves me. Why can't she just stay calm? So when she would get mad, then I get uncomfortable, and then I get mad, and then I get loud. And then you know what happens when it gets pretty tense and loud? Somebody has to leave, mm-hmm. right? So let's just say I leave. I just have to leave. And then I go pout for a day or two. And then slowly it warms back up again. And something is said and we have to talk about an issue. And then we start talking again. Man, I've lived that over and over. She gets mad. I get uncomfortable. I feel attacked. I have to defend myself. And I have to escalate. Then before I do something stupid, I have to leave. And then it's bad for several days. It's like, this has been my life for years. But I got a new idea. I decided I'm going to listen to my wife. I'm going to validate my wife. I'm going to stay present to see if I can help be part of the calming her down process rather than defending and protecting myself. So when she gets mad now, I say to myself, okay, stay calm, stay calm. It's not about you. It's not about you. Stay calm. And she starts venting. I say, listen, listen, stay present. Listen, let her go. Don't get caught up in it. Don't take it as a kick in the gut. Listen to her so you can validate and value. And she's telling you about her pain and disappointment. Listen to her pain and disappointment until she slows down. And then once I know she's slowing down, calming down, if I've kept myself calm, then I could give her a hug and tell her, validate her, value her, listen to her, hug her, and tell her I'm sorry that life is hard and she's going through that. And that's my new plan. And it's working.
The only reason I chuckled before is because, you know, sometimes the insights that we gain and the breakthroughs that we gain personally are not complicated, but they're still profound.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, is it complicated to think that a good strategy for dealing with your wife when she is venting anger is to listen to her?
No,
I mean, that's a great strategy, right? Yes. I mean, but very few employ that strategy because it's difficult. I mean, it means that you've got to be able to not make it about you. You've got to be able to remain calm, and that's very difficult. But the thing is that it's not complicated to think about listening being a really important strategy for dealing with anybody who is starting to feel angry or expressing difficult emotions. Because one of the things that I think this guy is recognizing, you didn't necessarily state it, but I think it's something that we all recognize if we're going to begin to have a different response to anger than we've had before. If our response to anger before has been like this guy, where either I shut down or I get angry and I get loud, is that that's a response that says, I'm now making it about me and I'm going to throw it back on you.
Yes.
And in making it about himself, he's letting it bring up all of his own history and baggage and all of the trigger points that that's hitting. And so I think the key shift that has to happen is he has to recognize in this moment, while she may be firing all of these arrows at me, she may be firing all of this ammunition at me, and I'll even give her the benefit of the doubt and say that, okay, and some of these things might be as a result of what he triggered in her. The key, yes, though, is to be able to say in this moment right now, what's flaring up in her is about her. It's hit her in deep places. There are things that are boiling up in her. And can I hold long enough to be able to hear what she is actually saying, and then try to help her come off of this, you know, mountain of rage?
Yeah. And if you can be helpful, it's a much better thing than if you can be protective or logical or explain what's going on. Because what he hit upon was, I want to just validate what she's saying. There is value. It makes sense. Her pain is her pain. I want to hear her pain. But if my pain is screaming at me, I'm not going to hear your pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying, I got to turn my inner screaming off so I can hear you, so I can validate you, so you can feel heard, so you can calm down. And really, what this amounts to is intimacy, if you think about this. Hearing one another, right? Connecting, valuing one another. Who doesn't want to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to be known? And that's exactly, if you let me talk, you will learn me. Because remember what I say, everybody's repetitive, everybody's predictable, everybody does the same thing. And if you want to know someone, watch and learn the pattern. It just makes life a lot easier. And so she'll get mad and she'll hold for a few minutes and she'll say this, this, and this, and she doesn't feel loved, and then she'll come off of it. And she just wants you to hear that she's in a bad place and life is crushing her, and could you please help me be part of my soothing system, not add more to my stress.
Well, and you know, one of the things he says here is just when I listen to her feelings, it calms her down. And you know, Stephen, you can, I mean, I'm sure in your experience, you've had this similar thing, but how many wives have, or women in general, have you had over the years tell you that their deepest desire, if they're married, their deepest desire is to that their husbands know them, right?
Yes,
that's
yes.
Like that's like the, it might be the most common theme among wives, is that their deepest desire from their husband is that he know them. And so many guys, if they hear that, they go, well, I know my wife, I know what her favorite color is and what her perfume is, and they think that because they know a few facts about stuff she likes that they know her.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You've told me this before, and so, ladies, if you don't like what I'm about to say, you can throw. I'm throwing Stephen under the bus. You've told me this before. If a woman's lips are moving, she's telling you who she is.
Mm.
So the thing is if you realize that if a woman's talking, whether she's angry, whatever she is saying, she's revealing who she is. If her husband begins to take on the task of listening, then she can feel heard. If she feels heard, doesn't she also feel known?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's finally receiving from her husband the thing she's always wanted, is to be known. So mm-hmm. what this guy is tapping into is something really profound on that intimacy level, on that relationship level. Even if she's spiked in anger, if he's willing to hold in there and listen,
yes,
he is learning about her. He's able to maybe respond in helpful ways or just be quiet and listen. But if she feels heard, she's probably going to calm down. And at the side benefit is she's also going to feel known better, because you're not attacking with all your issues. You're not coming back at me with all of your anger and making it about you, which only drives the wedge further. She's realizing you really do want to hear me. You want to know me. And that brings maybe a sense of
that's good.
You know, a sense of intimacy that you can even have in an angry conversation.
So hear me, know me, right? Mm-hmm. Intimacy. So my mind took off when you were talking about knowing her to this joke. So this guy was asked, "What's your wife's favorite flower?" And his response was, "I know her favorite flower. Her favorite flower is Pillsbury." So, you don't know, when you said you can know a lot of details about your wife, you know, my mind went to the joke. So, sorry. What did you say? I missed everything. I was getting my joke ready. What were you saying? No. So, hearing me, knowing me, staying present, intimacy. And he just hit on the new formula. Old plan, protect yourself, defend yourself, explain yourself, talk over her, stop her from talking, make her get angry and make her stop talking. That's old model. New model, listen, stay present, grab your guts and hold them. This is not about you. Check yourself.
And then I do think something that is, I think something is that's important along with this intimacy building is after there's been a calmness that has come, I do think touch is important.
Yes.
In that moment. So a hug, you know, some kind of embrace, that can be helpful. Now, I understand that not every time that will feel you know, but come back around at some point to be able to sort of, that's another way of validating the fact that this person has felt that way and that you're present and that you're with them, is maybe to hold their hand or to, you know, some kind of touch can be helpful. You have to be discerning, mm-hmm. you know.
And time it right.
Yeah.
Don't start when she starts. Let her go, right? Let her talk a little bit. And, you know, I tell guys, watch how women talk. You know, one woman will say a lot of things and the other one won't say too much back because she's letting her friend talk. She'll mm-hmm. say, oh, really? Or no, my. And then the other one takes off again. And, you know, guys try to have these long discussions. It's like, no, let her talk. Let her talk her way to the end. Let's just let her talk because there's value in that. There's value. And, you know, it's so simple, this thing we're talking about. Listen to your wife. I mean, it's like, how annoying and simple is that? I'm telling you, this was a breakthrough in one man's life. Mm-hmm. This changed him. It changed his marriage. It blessed his wife. The marriage will never be the same because one man said, I'm going to bridle me instead of pound my chest and say, don't attack me, don't hurt me, don't say bad things about me, don't talk. If I don't like what you have to say, I'm going to yell and back. Mm-hmm. No. It's time for men to grow up, mature, get a bigger perspective and say, okay, it's not about me. So check it right now and make it all about her because the end of it is intimacy. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a close marriage, this isn't happening. You're not getting to the end and experiencing oneness. Somebody's creating too much distress and then we have another fracture and another break and another gap when the goal is intimacy. So male number two then said, I have never been transparent with my wife. But now that she knows I have a struggle and I went to the Gateway workshop, we are actually going through our workbook together. And I'm going through every chapter and I'm answering questions and I'm being more transparent. I have hid all my life. I've had secrets. But I'm sick of that. I'm sick of my secrets, you know, eating away at my soul. And so now I have to bring the light of truth and transparency. I have to answer questions and I have to tell her, you know, some of these answers you might not want to hear. So don't ask questions if you don't want the answer to. And we're looking at material and we're sharing it together. And there is such power in getting a book and reading it together and talking, a workbook. You know, he was using his Gateway to Freedom workbook, the retreats that we do. And that was a tool that was helping him to keep working on the issue of, I got to be more transparent. And he said this word, I have to walk in humility because being humble doesn't come easy for me. But I got to walk in humility and I have to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if humility comes easily for anybody. Mm. I mean, that means having to deny yourself and all your urges that might come up. And so that's a difficult thing. But what we're seeing here in this guy is growth. We're seeing a breakthrough where he's realizing the way I have been managing my life and my relationships to this point is essentially saying I can compartmentalize myself. I can have an entire part of my life that's just for me, you know, nobody else needs to know about it. And he's recognizing that kind of a system doesn't work when you're trying to build a deep relationship. It can't work because if as the Bible says, when you get married, two become one, you can't have oneness if you got a whole part of your being that your spouse doesn't know about, that is completely in the dark about. And what he's saying is, I'm realizing through humility, I can bring that to her, even though it's painful, it's difficult, but there's now an openness there that is so much healthier than being closed off and shut down and deceptive.
And it's much more helpful, it's more real, more transparent. You're really present. If you're hiding all the time, what do we have to work with? You're hiding. Right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to be present. And we're not going to be real because you're not going to be humble. So I went on to the next guy. And he said, I've been dealing with an angry wife who's hurt for a long time. And she said to me, you're so unemotional. And she's told me that over the years. And I know I don't feel things. And I know I'm not emotional. But there was an incident recently. It was a tragic event that happened. And after I went to the Gateway to Freedom weekend, I learned some things about myself. And it's been a long time, but when I heard about this recent tragedy, I cried. That's not me. You know, I don't feel, I don't want to be emotional. I don't cry. But I realized that I had shut down, and I thought by being shut down, that was the way to survive. But all I was doing was starving my wife mm-hmm. and hindering my own personal growth. I'm a successful guy. I work hard. People like who I am and what I do. I'm just not very emotional. But that's the old me. Because I know now, to have a relationship with my wife, I have to have my emotions intact and working. And I have to let her know that I feel things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, I think about this. This taps in a lot to a recent broadcast that we had done on identity. Because, you know, clearly this guy has thought, well, listen, the way you function as a man is you don't tap into emotion. You don't cry. You don't, you know. So mm-hmm. I think part of this, he's learning a shift in his identity or a shift in his definition of true manhood. And he's recognizing, wait a second, you know, that old system that I was running under, it's very bland. It's very broken. It's very lonely, you know, because his wife is, you know, sometimes I think that wives will express their pain in very different ways. Some will shut down. Some will cry. Some will get angry. Some will... You know, there's all different kinds of ways that they can express, you know, disappointment or and I think in this particular case, she's expressed that disappointment through being angry. But she's still recognized what the issue was in him. You don't know how to connect with your emotions. And so there's kind of a convergence that happened in his life with the Gateway to Freedom Workshop, with what his wife is saying, that he's finally now willing to say, all right, that's right. I don't know how to connect with my emotions, but I'm open to it now. I'm yeah. willing to actually explore that and see what does it look like to actually express my emotions in healthy ways. And that's growth. I mean,
it is. And he said, now I'm feeling, I'm letting myself feel, and I'm sharing those feelings. Well, I mean, I'm sure whatever he did that was wrong, his wife was angry about, I'm sure she's angry about that still, but I bet she's not angry about this change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's hopeful probably about this change.
And that's something worth noting is sometimes when change begins to occur, and it's, and this is for the wives out there, sometimes when change begins to occur in your husband that you maybe have hoped for years, there can be an initial sense of glee that then is met very quickly with fear. And the reason is because no matter what, if we're going into anything that is unknown, even if it's a good thing, there is fear. Because, okay, let's say for 20 years, your husband has been the unemotional, disconnected man. That's what you've known.
Right.
Now he starts tapping into his emotions. And by the way, that's a messy process.
Mm.
Yes. While you may be excited about that on the front end, just be aware that fear will probably rise up because you'll say, wait a second, this is becoming an unknown entity now. I've only known unemotional, disconnected man. Now I'm getting a guy who's sharing his feelings with me and is actually learning how to tap into his emotions, and that's very different from what I've known before. So all I'm saying, women, is don't be surprised if there's a little fear that comes with that, because now you're stepping into unknown territory.
Good. So our fourth guy was really insightful. I just love this. He said, in the past, I wanted to change, and I had some will to change, but it was not enough. Now think about it. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Isn't that true of most everybody? Yeah, I'd like to make a change. I'd like to go on a diet. I'd like to lose weight. I'd like to go to the gym. I'd like to save money. I'd like to travel. I'd like to do stuff. But how much want to do you have? Mm-hmm. You know, how I had some will, he said, but I didn't have enough. So I would try and I would dabble and I would do a little bit. But he says, now I want to get better. Mm. Now I am ready to get better because I'm not going to tell myself any more lies. I'm telling myself the truth. You know, it's going to take everything I've got to work on this. I have to have my eyes open. I have to be talking and connecting. I have to be prayerful. And I'm cracking it all open. Mm. And I'm letting my wife in.
What I like about this is his acknowledgement of saying, I had some will.
Yeah, I love that too. You know,
and because we all have that. It's like you got a little bit of will and then
I'd like to do this.
And what he's realizing is, okay, I need a little bit more to make the next step. And what I like about that is it's an acknowledgement of the fact that our will fluctuates.
Yes.
And that if we understand this is a journey, we know that we're going to have seasons where we only have some will. But if we'll hang in, then there will be a breakthrough that we go, okay, I got a little bit more. I really do want. And I want the listeners to hear this. Too many times we make everything about recovery and growth hinge on a single moment in time. Like, you had better make a decision right now, and it's the permanent decision for the rest of your life that you're going to be a man of integrity. Yeah. And listen, there are watershed moments that we have. There are key moments where we have really big decisions. But what I like about this guy is he's understanding the fluctuation of will means that we'd better have a long-term perspective on this, that this is a journey. And I just need to take advantage of those pockets where I have more will than others, than at other times, you know, and move when I have that more will than just some will.
Well, and the way I take this is we see guys that come to group, they'll come two or three times. They have some will,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have enough will. They use their some will after two or three meetings and going, how long have you been here? 6 months. I ain't coming 6 months.
Right.
I don't have. So it's like, I love this because it's so honest, right? I wanted to change and I had some will, but not enough will. Mm-hmm. But now I want it and I'm going to pay the price and I'm going to start doing what I have to do. Connecting, talking, working, reading. I'm cracking it all open. I'm not hiding anything. And I'm letting my wife in.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to close with one final comment. We got some feedback from one of the guys about the Gateway to Freedom weekend that Be Broken does. He said, I never felt more prepared than when I left the Gateway to Freedom weekend. After that weekend, I learned what to say to my wife, things to talk to her about, how to go forward. And I could not have made it in my relationship without this information. I left a different man. I now have tools. Looking back, I see why the Gateway to Freedom weekend works.
Mm. So, listeners, if you're a man or if you know a man who is stuck in a sexual struggle or even a sexual stronghold, might even be addicted, I want to strongly encourage you to consider the Gateway to Freedom workshop. These workshops, they happen periodically throughout the year. We do anywhere from 10 to 15 workshops in several different regions throughout the country. And these are a three-day workshop. They go from Friday to Sunday. And they are really to help men break free. It really digs into the deeper underlying issues that are driving a man into sexual strongholds. And so to learn more about the workshop and get more information about that, you can go to gatewaymen.com or you can call us toll free at 1-800-497-8748. Again, that's gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-497-8748. And we're grateful for your being a listener, and we hope that this program has helped you in thinking about your relationships and what you need to do to move forward as a person of integrity. And we look forward to having you back here next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
God bless.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.